Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 471 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Ninja Storm episode 13, Return of Thunder, part 4.
It aired May 3rd, 2003, written by Ann Austin and Doug Sloan.
Oh, both of them.
Directed by Chuck Haskell.
Chucky. Old Chucky H.
Old Chucky Cheese.
When did you say this aired?
May 3rd, 2003.
May the third be with you.
Get out.
If you're new here, hey everybody, it's part four. We haven't had one of these in a while. Frankly, I'm not terribly happy about it.
No. Sorry, I scrolled ahead.
Is there another part four?
We have 2 1-off episodes, and then we're slammed back into a three-parter.
Whoops did this to us? Damn that time, Google.
And then we have 2 back-to-back 2-parters.
Those are fine. That's a regular week.
Another 2-parter. It ends on a 2-parter. So we have 1 more 3-parter, and then this should just be normal after that.
Yikes on bikes. There's too many multi-parters. Ninja Storm, I love you, but you're making it hard right now.
Also, I'm going to put him on blast on air, but Wikipedia, maybe this is a bad time to ask everybody for 275.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe the whole world is in kind of a state right now, and maybe we don't have 275 to throw around. A lot of people don't. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch some sort of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you're on Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Ninja Storm, despite giving us so many goddamn multi-parters, is still really good. So, last episode was the worst one so far, and I still think it was better than a lot of other Power Ranger episodes.
I agree, but it's definitely the weakest link in this chain.
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to go watch Return of Thunder Part 4 right now.
Thunderstorm Ranger form. And we're back. And we're going to start using Ranger Wiki for our episode lists.
No, I'm kidding.
We're probably not going to do that. But no. Wikipedia, just watch your back, man.
Get off our nuts, Wikipedia, all right? Hey, Jake and Josh.com. That's the website. You can go there. You can listen to old episodes up through Lost Galaxy. You can also go to the classic feeds, listen to episodes up through Terp. Our old ones. New old ones will be up on both those places sooner or later. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. Wikipedia doesn't seem to understand that, but we do. And so, we're trying to, we'll get there. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid. We're on Yablocka Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife. We're on Podbay. We're on Podbaby. We're on Pod Realm. Podternate Realm. I'm trying to make Alternate Realm a
Pod Backpack.
We're on Pod Backpacks. Give him a backpack back, Pod Backpack. And you can leave us a rating and review in any of those places. I have no idea what Pod Backpack is. It's like a big iPod that you can put your podcast in.
Literally, it's just an iPod. That's your Pod Backpack.
It's just an iPod, but it's a backpack.
It's an iPod Classic with 2 straps, so you can hang it off your back.
What if it's just a regular backpack, but there's like a USB port and a headphone jack that you can plug that in to your computer?
Pod Backpack by Apple.
Your backpack gets Wi-Fi. Yeah, it's an iPack, I guess. So that's more of a product than a service, but you can still rate and review us in any of those places. We really appreciate it. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. And if you want to read Wikipedia, you got to give us $2.75. Unlike Wikipedia, we understand times are kind of tough right now. So if you can't support the show, if you can't pledge the show, we completely understand. For those of you that can, we really, really appreciate it, though. We just appreciate it. Thanks, y'all. Josh, this is like a double Friday episode. It's like two Fridays in one. I don't even know how to. I don't even know how to do. I don't even know how to do a four-parter anymore. So Monday, regular style episode. Tuesday, no jokes. Thursday, all jokes failed miserably. At that. Friday, what if we just do like a regular episode where we just don't do anything else and we just jump in and talk about the episode, and then because we got a couple emails and we can read those next week on Monday.
Yeah, because we have two regular episodes to get all that stuff done in.
Yeah.
And then we get another three-parter.
Yeah. Well, next week's only going to be a one-parter, and I guess the week after that will be two.
It can't, because if we're doing one in the next episode, then the next one has to be one, because then it starts a three-parter.
Right. That's what I'm saying, is we're going to have two one-off episodes. I thought we were just going to do one next week to kind of cool down, but I guess we're going to do two more one-offs, because then they got it. They're slapping us with a whole three-parter.
They're slapping us, period.
They keep slapping us.
Ninja Storm slapping us.
Quit slapping me, Ninja Storm. We don't like it. Anyway, would you like to jump in and talk about Return of Thunder Part 4? An episode that could have just been called Chubo's Last Stand, and that's it? And it could have been its own thing? We wouldn't have had to do two-parter?
It barely references the story from the last one, which got the story from the one before that wrong.
So we could have just been a
singular episode.
Yeah. For sure. We start off at Storm Chargers. There's a kid doing a kickflip outside. We go in. Blake and Hunter bring in some boxes. Kelly's like, hey, great job. You keep this up. You never know. And I think she's trying to say, like, you'll get a promotion, but
There's four positions in the store.
Yeah.
And here's their titles. Kelly, Dustin, Blake, and Hunter.
Instead of being a stock boy, you'll be head stock boy, which pays zero more dollars,
which is
but you do
same.
Get a title. So Dustin's like, hey, dope, you guys are doing great. Thanks for bringing that stuff in. They're like, yeah, we really owe you one, Dustin, for getting us a job here or whatever. I don't know why they said we owe you one. But then Dustin's like, hey, you know what you could do to pay me back? And I think it's Blake. He's like, if it has anything to do with morphers and giant robots, we're thinking about it, all right? We're still on the fence. It's like a big deal to just jump back into. And Dustin's like, yeah, all right, I get it, all right. Okay, are we going to go dirt biking later, though? And they're like, yes, meet us at the beach to dirt bike later. So they leave, and we cut up to space where Mara is bawling her eyes out. Her mascara is streaming down her face. She looks like the Crow. She's just scream crying. Capri's like near her, like, ah, stop it. And then Lothar comes in, like, what is that awful, awful noise? And Capri's like, it's Mara. Her blowfish died.
She just says, Lothar's like, what is that terrible noise? And Capri motions toward Mara and says, George. To which Lothar goes, I don't know any George.
She's like, George was my blowfish, and he's dead. And then Capri, in maybe the most callous way she could, is like, yeah, she found him doing the backstroke, except he wasn't stroking. And so, like, we talked a lot about snail trails last time, so maybe we can ease up on the stroke in there, Capri.
Stop it.
This is like, because they're on Disney now, right? This is like that thing where in, like, a bunch of Disney movies, there's, like, jokes only adults get, and there's, like, people, like, making stuff up about things that happen in Disney movies that if you squint and look kind of sideways at, maybe you could see, but isn't really. Like how, like, it says sex in the stars in Aladdin. Yeah. Or like he whispers something about teenagers getting naked. And like how the priest in Little Mermaid has a boner. There is a dildo on the cover of the original.
There is. I've seen it.
My mom has a copy of that and it's real. I can verify that. Other than that, everything else is not real. I feel like this is someone at Disney trying to get their nasty stuff in, brother.
We gotta sex it up for Disney, literally.
Literally. So then Capri's like, maybe your problem, Mara, is that you love things too much. You love George and he died. You love Chubo and then he's gone. And then Lothar's like, which one was Chubo? Who was that? Did I kill that guy? Who? Yeah. What happened?
He asks Sergei, and he's like, didn't I kill him? Isn't he dead?
And Zergain's like, no, you just banished him. And Lothar's like, ah, that's going to come back to bite my ass, I bet. Lothar's so good. So then we cut elsewhere, by which I mean just into a different room of the spaceship. But for a second, I thought he was in like a mystical cave somewhere. But no, he's just in a different room on the spaceship. And it's Jubo. Jubo's there. And he finds the Scroll of Empowerment and steals it. And Sergei comes in to try to stop him, but it's too late, and he dips. And then he just like goes away, and we cut back to Ninja Ops. Shane's doing some skateboard tricks, and Cam's like, hey, did anybody put a sign out front that says Ninja Ops is now a skate park? Shane's like, no. He's like, oh, maybe quit it then. they're looking at plans for the Thunder Zords.
Yeah, and Cam is like, whoever made these like really knew how to make a Zord. But they put this extra piece in there. I don't know what it is. But he also says that it's integral to the design.
Yeah, like it fits there. It's there on purpose, and it fits there. It just doesn't do anything.
Yeah, but he's like, I don't know what it does.
He mentioned some sort of like connector point or something like that. Like it's a connector piece or something like that. He's like, yeah. But it doesn't do anything. It just is there.
I can't wait to talk about this stupid thing.
Same. It's really weird. Shane's like, oh, so what's it like to not know something? And Cam's like, I know what it is, but like I just can't figure out like why it's there yet. And he says something, and I forget exactly what he says. It's some Billy techno babble. And Tori's like, can you say that one more time, but with half the syllables, please?
Yeah, we don't have Trini, so
we don't have a Trini.
You need to tone it down.
So he just explains that, and he's like, yeah, but I don't know what's for. And Shane's like, oh, so I guess what you're saying is that you don't know what the piece does, that there's something you don't know. And then we cut away before he can get razzed too much more. We got to Blake and Hunter dirt biking on the beach, which always looks dangerous to me. I feel like you would sink in and get stuck, and there'd be mud going everywhere.
They do on purpose, because after they shred the beach, they come to a stopping point and they spin out the back tire until it sinks down instead of using the kickstands.
Well, because you put the kickstand up, that's going to sink right into the beach. Sink. So.
Yeah, so they like bury half the back tire to keep the bike up.
Well, I guess if it works, it works.
Camera makes sure to like zoom in on it so you know that they did this.
So that it's this way on purpose. It looks like it's here on purpose for a thing that happens later. So they just like talk about like, they're like, I don't know, maybe we should stay. And Hunter's like, I don't know. And Blake's like, I don't know. And then Jubo shows up before they can, I don't know at each other anymore. He's like, hey, I hate you two and I'm going to kill you now. And they're like, no, thank you. And he shoots a blast at them, but then they morph. And then as soon as they morph, two giant hands stretch out of Jubo's backpack and grab the Rangers and put them in the backpack.
He just puts them in.
Boop. Just grab them, put them in a backpack. Like what you do with toys sometimes.
Yeah.
Like when you were a kid and you would put toys in your backpack.
Put toys in your backpack, and then you have to pull out your phonics book and your Casey Jones falls out on your desk.
I mean, look.
Your WWF World Champion Casey Jones.
World Champion Casey Jones. Did he – okay, I'm a little fuzzy on the lore of WWF champion Casey Jones. Did he defeat One-Arm Jeff Hardy, or was he defeated by One-Arm Jeff Hardy?
He was defeated by One-Arm Jeff Hardy because he, being one of the original Ninja Turtles toys, is only half his size.
Ah.
Jeff Hardy, even after his terrible car accident that claimed his arm, remained undefeated. Well, until I stopped playing with toys.
So it's not quite like real Jeff Hardy, who has zero successful world title defenses in the WWE.
Right.
And not very many in TNA, if I recall correctly. Anyway, so there in the backpack, we cut up to wherever. I think we're on the moon. Not the moon. The spaceship. Yeah, we go back to the spaceship. And Sergei's like, hey, Jubo just showed up and took the Scroll of Empowerment. Should I go do something about that? Should we send some people to go kill him? And Lothar's like, nah, let him try to kill the Power Rangers. Like, what's the worst that could happen?
He says it in a way that he's like, I know it's not going to work, and they'll just take care of the problem for me.
Yeah. He's like, one way or the other, I'm going to come out on top. We'll just let them fight and do whatever. And Sergei's like, all right, you got it, boss. And then he says something like, he's like, I got bigger fish to fry, as he walks by Mara. And she just goes, poor Mara. It's okay. A weird thing will happen at the end of the episode to cheer you up, Mara.
Oh.
So we cut back down to Jubo, who's in the forest, and he's got he calls on the spirits of dark ninjas to attack the Thunder Rangers in his alternate realm, which is not an alternate dimension. It's an alternate realm. It's That's how realm. You know we're in the Disney era now.
Yeah.
Dimensions are out.
Fantasy.
Realms are in.
Dimensions are sci-fi. Realms are high fantasy.
I think that's the difference. I think that is exclusively the difference.
Otherwise, they're the same.
It's the same ass thing.
Before we cut back down, Zergain asks, what the heck is that bad guy's name? Lothar. If he wants to send the ground troops, and Lothar says no, just let him fight.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Let the Power Rangers kill him. The ground troops presumably would be... What the heck are their names?
The Zackies?
The Zackies. The Kelzaks. Which he's going to call some in later?
Yeah, I have a question about that. I'm not sure how any of this is supposed to work, really.
It's still bad. There's still the residual feelings from the last episode kind of spill into this one.
Yeah. So we go into the backpack where they get like attacked by like dark ninja flashes, and then they're on like a hill, and there's like a river, there's like a ocean or a lake or whatever, and there's like moonlight streaking down it, and Jubo's on one side and they're on the other, and he's like, you're gonna be trapped in here for 100 years. And Hunter's like, I don't think so. And Blake's like, yeah, we got other stuff. And then Jubo's like, don't care. And then he leaves his backpack, I guess.
He leaves his backpack in his backpack?
He's in his backpack. Because we'll see him again, and he's just sitting there, like, meditating. Like, doing a Naruto hand sign meditating.
Right.
So I think he's just, like, projecting his consciousness into his backpack.
I guess the backpack is more... It doesn't contain the realm as much as it is a doorway to
it. Yeah. It's his realm, so presumably...
He can just come and go as he pleases. It's his lion face space cage.
The demon face space cage.
Demon face.
Yeah, it was not a lion. In
my brain, they're lions, but I know that that's wrong.
No, they're definitely demons.
Demon lions.
Yep, that's it. They're evil demon lions with horns and pitchforks.
Lemons.
Lemons. So we cut back to Dustin finding the bikes.
Yeah, because he went to meet them and they weren't there.
Yeah, and the bikes are there and they're like purposely parked.
Yeah, he gets there, he sees the bikes and he looks around and he's like, this ain't right.
This is weird. Then we just like kind of cut to him back at Ninja Ops. And he's like, yeah, they're not there and their bikes are. And Shane's like, yeah, they're a little unreliable, but like they wouldn't just leave their bikes around.
Yeah, they're unreliable, but not like... But they love their bikes.
They do love bike. They love bike, Josh. They're not just going to leave them on beach.
They got bike in their hearts.
They got bike deep down in their hearts and their bones. They love bike. They were born on bike. They'll die on bike.
Dustin adopted the bike. They were born on it.
They were born into it.
Molded by it.
So then Cam's like, hey, I found Jubo on a satellite. He's just in the woods praying. Let's go kick his ass. They morph and they go down there to kick his ass. Oh, sorry, they don't teleport. They get into their truck and they drive halfway there and they get in their motorcycle to come out of the truck. And then they bike the rest of the way.
Well, yeah, they got to use the cool footage.
I mean, you rented the truck.
You've got the truck. You might as well.
So then they get there. Jubo's like, regular Rangers, beans. And he summons up a bunch of Zackies. And not just like a couple. Like he summons like a lot, and then he summons a lot more.
And then he doubles up.
Yeah.
Or doubles down. He summons up twice as many.
He summons double.
Because the first batch that he summons are, like, we get to see the Power Rangers do cool ninja moves to, like, take him down.
Yeah.
But then he's like, all right, here's... that again, and they all just start dogpiling on the Rangers.
Yeah, they all, a bunch of them, like jump on Dustin's legs and just grab him by the legs, and then like 15 of them just straight up dogpile on Shane. And I thought they were going to do that to Tori, but she jumps backwards up into a tree.
She gets to use her special megaphone power again.
She pulls out the sonic fin, and she's like, die! And they all die.
She's up in the tree, and she's like, hey, Kelzax. And she's like, time to go bye-bye. And they all just go away.
And they do that. And they just go bye-bye.
They go bye-bye.
Why?
Because that's her weapon, is that she can tell you to do anything and you do it.
I thought she was going to make him do jumping jacks or jazzercise again or something. But
I thought she was just going to do like a massive like area a blast? Of effect attack that just took them all out, like a sonic boom. But instead she told them to go bye-bye and they went bye-bye.
And they go bye-bye instead of not. And it's, and then they're like, haha, you suck, Jubo. And he's like, hold on, why? Wait a minute. And then Cam calls them and says, I scanned his genetic material.
Yeah, I've hacked Jubo and read his code.
I hacked Jubo's genome, and I read in the genome printout that I have that his backpack is connected to that little keyhole on his chest. So if you kick that or whatever, he says the Rangers will pop out.
He says, He says the cords that connect it, and I guess that's what they are, but they're, like, oddly bulbous.
They're definitely veins, kind
of,
right?
Yeah. It's also gross that his backpack is part of his body, like his genome.
I mean, look, he's a monster, right?
And that Cam. Cam can just hack into your genetics and read the code that makes up what you are.
This is some like really wild stuff to just be tossing around. Like, from a satellite in space.
It's not even like I locked onto his heat signature and I bioscanned him and like figured out
I looked at his blood and his blood told me that his backpack goes to his chest.
I can see the numbers in his blood and they say to cut these cords.
Anyway, so they do that and then the thunders pop out and then
not even a challenge. They're just like, okay, and then they all just jump at him and cut them.
Yeah. They just jump at him, and like it's like 1 second between Cam being like, do this, and them going, got it, and then they do that. It's like, oh, I guess I thought there was going to be a thing about it, but nope. So then all five Rangers are out. They line up with each other. It's very cool to see them all like ready to go because they are definitely two separate teams. Even though they're all one team of Power Rangers, they're like, you know, different.
Yeah,
I think it looks really cool.
It does look cool. It's a bummer to me that they are different shades of red and blue
instead of like a black and white or anything.
Yeah, like a green and purple or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I get why they are, because they're like a separate team and every team has a red and blue.
Right. I really wish there would have been a yellow.
I wish there was a third one too, because it also it feels a little weird when there's like the three Wind Rangers doing stuff and then it's just like the two Thunder Rangers, which is only one less, but feels like a lot more.
You can definitely tell.
There's a difference between a pair and a team, and it's one person.
Yeah, literally. That's it. That's all it takes. So they get blasted. You will like blast them, and they like teleport away, but they leave all their clothes. So presumably the Rangers are all running around naked for a second.
He says, I hate when they do this. And then he gets hammered by Dustin.
And then they just spend a solid 3 minutes just beating his ass, just like like shooting the crap out of him with all their weapons and guns. Shane like flies around him in a circle, just kicking him in the mouth. It's just like, oh, Jubo did not stand a chance against a team of Power Rangers.
You know.
So then they get all their weapons out. They go to do the Storm Striker and Thunder Blaster blasts. And Jubo's like, hold on. And they're like, what? Instead of shooting him, they're like, okay, what? What did you want? And he's like, I want to do a puppet show.
I want to play puppets.
I want a puppet show.
You made my puppets go bye-bye. I want to play puppets.
I want a puppet show. I want a food gummy. And so they're like, hold on, what? And he's like, and you're the puppets. And then he sends out these strings from his fingies, and they grab the Wind Rangers and slide them over to him.
I guess they also, like, link, like give him a neuro link.
Yeah.
Because he tells them, like, you're going to do like I do. And he makes like a trigger pulling motion with his finger.
Yeah.
And Shane is fighting it. And the Thunder Rangers, I guess, have just.
They lost their edge.
They've lost their edge because they just stand there.
Hunter's like, there's actually a pretty neat shot where it like zooms in on Hunter's face, and like when it hits the visor, it goes to his regular face, and he's like, because Blake's like, you gotta be real careful, or else you'll just shoot the Rangers.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna take my shot, and Blake's like, if you miss, you will strip the Rangers of their powers.
Yeah, because if you die when you're morphed, you die in real life.
Yeah.
So
Hunter's like, I'm not gonna risk that.
Yeah, so they throw their weapons down, and then Jubo's like, well, you're an idiot.
But what they could do is get out of the way.
Yeah.
Because they have about 15 minutes.
It's a long time.
Instead, they stand there like they're about to get run down by a steamroller and go, No!
Here's the benefit of having only two of you versus more than that is you can just split up and then like go around, and this unit of people who are attached to one person controlling them can't go both ways.
No.
And you can maybe like snap Jubo's neck or something when he's not looking. So then they just throw their weapons on the ground like dum-dums, and then we cut to Shane, who's like struggling to hold back his finger, but then we get the same shot of it zooming in on his face, and he's like, no, I'm going to resist this. And then he does. It's actually pretty neat.
He tells himself, he's like, you can break this. And he does.
Yeah. And that's good. That's good Red Ranger stuff.
It's good Red Ranger stuff. And it also was like, man, Jubo, what a chump.
Jubo, you suck a lot, right? Huh? I guess.
He puts a Power Ranger in the backpack, but Power Rangers just come out of the backpack.
But then if everyone touches backpack, they just pop right in the backpack.
And then they just beat the snot out of him. And then he used a spell to, like, control the limbs of the Wind Rangers. And it doesn't work either. It's not strong enough.
Yeah, he used Shikamaru's Shadow Possession Jutsu from Naruto, but he's bad at it. And they just, they're like, stop it, actually. And then it breaks. And they, like, roll out of the way. And then, Hunter and Blake grab their weapons and shoot Jubo, and then they regroup and they have their weapons again, and they shoot side by side blasts that combine into one giant Spencer's Gift plasma ball and just absolutely blow up Jubo, or so we thought.
Yeah, he's resilient, if not powerful.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, I'm not done yet. And there's like smoke coming off of him, and there's fire all around him. He's like, oh, I got one more thing. He throws the scroll of empowerment up in the air. And I guess this is just a gross scroll that he stole from upstairs in the spaceship. But, like, I thought a scroll of empowerment might do more than just make you big.
I thought he was going to get, like, a mega form where he turned into, like, a confident, formidable threat.
Right. He was going to be, like, super stinky Jubo.
Instead, he's just big Gubo.
Yeah. So he gets big. They call the Zords, and Cam's like, all right, I'm sending them. But what is that mystery piece, dude? And I'm like, Cam, not the time, bud.
It's just they don't want the children to forget about this weird piece.
This one piece, it doesn't quite fit. It fits, but it doesn't do anything, we don't think.
It's just there. It looks like maybe it does something, but it doesn't.
Yeah, weird. So they put the Zords together. They start doing a fight. There's a lot of back and forth. Like, the Rangers will, like, punch and shoot Jubo, and then he'll, like, pull out a whip and spin around and smack them a bunch of times so they fall down. And eventually he knocks them all down. And Cam's like, oh, I figured out what the piece does. And I wanted Tori to be like, well, if it doesn't help us right immediately now, I'm going to need you to get over this, okay? But it does. It does do something. It combines the Megazords. Who would have thought?
So the Megazords, they get hit by Jubo. He does something and, like, knocks them down. There's, like, a big explosion and they fall down. And the Zords are, quote-unquote, injured.
They are down.
And Cameron's like, hey, the way to beat this big goober is to combine your Megazords.
And, like, yeah.
Shane's like, yeah, great. How do we do that? So Cam says, you have to summon the mini Zord. He says that like it's such a regular thing.
Like, and he's like, he says it like, well, obviously you have to summon the mini Zord.
Yeah.
But also, Cam, you just found out about the mini Zord too.
I feel like he's being a little extra snarky with Shane in particular because Shane gave him crap earlier.
Maybe. And
he's like, I know what it does, you meathead.
And I'm not going to put anybody on blast, but I have a friend who you can clearly tell when they have just learned a new word. Because
it's
okay.
You can use my name. It's fine.
No, it's not you. I know you don't read, so
I don't read, and I say things like KV. There was another one the other day. I don't remember what word it was, but I heard someone say it, and I was like, "What's that word?" And so I pictured it in my head, and then when I spelled it, I was like, "Oh, no kidding!" I wish I could remember what the word was.
Me too, because KV is my favorite. I had something like that the other day too, but it's just like a way that whenever I think of this word or read it, I always read it wrong. And even like I know how it's supposed to be, but like it just doesn't connect that way at first in my head. I don't remember what it was. Doesn't matter anyway. So, but the way Cam says like, oh, the mini Zord, like he just found out about the mini Zord, but he's pretending like he always knew about the mini Zord. It's like I can tell. Cam.
Yeah, you're overusing mini Zord, so I know that you just learned about it.
So they send mini Zord, and Josh, what is mini Zord?
Yeah, so he sends them two Gachapon tokens.
Yeah.
One to each of them. One to, I think, Hunter and Shane.
Hunter and Shane have them, yeah.
And they put them in, and two balls come out. One of them is presumably the piece in the Thunder Zords. I'm assuming that Cam was like, what's that? And I guess the regular Storm Megazord had one too.
Did he build? Like his dad put in there and just didn't tell him about?
One comes out of each and they combine and they turn into the mini Zord, who is just like a little, like half-sized Megazord.
Yeah, it's like a regular-sized car. It's like a van, tall.
He looks cool. He's got like a crescent moon motif, if you will.
It's like his body, like his chest is like a circle, but there's like a crescent moon that goes like through it and around him.
He looks really cool, but he hovers between the two of them and he says, you must combine your Megazords by the command of me, your master, the mini Zord.
He's like Clippy for Megazords. Like, oh, so you're trying to combine your Megazords there. Y'all ever think about using me, the mini Zord? And he's got this really like dumb little like toy robot voice. He's like, I'm mini Zord and you need to combine your robots.
This cements it for me. I hate it when Zords talk. I don't like it.
Zord talk is bad. The sole exception, the exclusive exception, is when they have things programmed into them, such as a Megazord sequence activate initiated. Right. That's not the Zord talking.
No, that's the computer system telling you that it has been activate initiated.
That's the only time it's okay. Because like I think the in space Zord was like said something like that once too. But like when they have things like that, that's fine. When Zord look at the camera and talk, I hate that.
I hate it. So they combine and the mini Zord, and this frustrated me because this makes the toy impossible.
What do you mean?
The way mini Zord combines onto the Megazord is not in a way that you would just take a mini Zord toy and connect it. It like goes into it and then puts mini Zord parts like on it.
No, well, no, it pops onto them.
Does it? It looked to me like it just kind of like faded into them spiritually and upgraded them. And so now the Megazord has a big crescent head.
No. It's really quick. But at the end, it like Minizord just floats in front of them after they've combined and pops into three pieces. One is a forehead piece and the other is brass knuckles.
Right. It gets the big hands to punch with. And now it has like a giant Blastoise bazooka on one shoulder and that lion Gatling gun on the other. And these hands.
And these fists. And it's on roller skates and goes very slow. I think they called it, I don't know if they call it like the Thunderstar Megazord.
Thunderstorm Megazord.
Thunderstorm Megazord. That makes more sense. But it's very big and Jubo's not. And it's like twice the size of Jubo. And he's just like whipping at it and it does nothing. And they're like, all right, let's beat Jubo's ass. And like, yeah, get him. And so they skate forward. And it's like on a Segway. Like,
I don't know why they move forward, because Minizord's regular face comes up on Shane's computer screen and is like, shoot that bitch.
He's like, use the lion blaster. You know the one. Yeah. And they're like, what?
Shoot. Just shoot him till he's dead.
So then they pull out this big chain, and I was like, that looks familiar. Where have I seen that? And then they put it in the lion head, which like kind of chunks down into the middle, and they rip it like a Beyblade. That's what shoots all the bullets at Jubo.
And the big cannon shoots a bullet, and I feel like they shoot something out of their chest. They just like unload all of these lasers onto Jubo.
Who's like,
who's just Jubo?
It's, and he's like two thirds their size. He's little. And also, it's just Jubo. This and just also, seems... also, why do you guys start up the lion head like a lawnmower?
Just seems unnecessary.
I think it looks dope. I think it looks radical. It does. I think it's got like, it looks cool when it's just standing there and it's got a whole bunch of stuff going on. And then it does a little, a slow skate forward.
It's very intimidating the way it slowly skates at you, like never breaking eye contact, just slowly roller skating in your direction
like
until
it's Undertaker
shoots
coming
you to
down
death.
The ramp on a dolly.
Until it shoots you to death with 100 guns.
So then Jubo dies. Asterisk. No, he doesn't. Because we cut up to Lothar's house.
He definitely falls down and explodes.
Yep. But apparently he just blowed up and landed on the spaceship, where now he's Mara's new pet, and he's really little.
He's really
tiny.
And
this is someone on the cruise fetish, I bet. Because it's weird.
She's leaning into, like, kiss little Jubo, which is definitely a little Vory.
It's a little Vory, it's a little giantessy.
Because we get, it's definitely giantess. We get, like, the camera shot from below, so she looks huge, and her just, like, her massive lips coming down on the camera.
And Jubo's like, no, oh, this is horrible. It's like, okay, why are we here?
Doug Sloan.
Douglas, explain yourself.
You're showing your hand, bud.
First, talk about snail trails last time. I know that was you. And Austin wrote it, but I know you put that in there. So now Jubo's like, I guess Mara's tiny pet forever. And I wonder if we'll ever see him again. Stay tuned, everybody. Who knows?
Capri's upset because Mara gets a pet and she doesn't. And Mara's always been Uncle's favorite.
And blah, 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 blah.
Because Mara is nice.
She's not just rude. She's like just extremely rude all the time. So then we cut back down to Storm Chargers, and Dustin and Blake and Hunter are there, and they're like talking about something, and in comes Roger Hanna, the dirt bike man from maybe the first part of this.
I think so, yeah. He's the one that runs the Blue Factory or whatever.
Factory Blue, which is, I think,
it's a dirt bike.
It's a dirt bike company. A dirt bike team? It's like Birdhouse.
Yeah.
It's like like Elements. Like it's like a dirt bike company. And they're going to sponsor.
I guess a sponsor, yeah.
Yeah. And so they're like, oh, what do you think he wants? And Dustin's like, probably talk to you two again. Like you wanted earlier. And they're like, all right. So they walk over there. And then we just kind of fade to Ninja Ops. And Dustin going, you turned him down? Like you don't see any of it. It's just like, it's really weirdly done. And then they're like, yeah, we turned him down because we got more important stuff to do, which is be Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And Shane's like, yeah, welcome to the team. And then the episode ends.
I wish that we were in like the current area where everything is like a throwback and they all put their hands in and did Power Rangers.
Power Rangers. Ninja Storm.
Ninja Rangers.
Yo, Ninja Rangers.
But instead... It just fades to black. The credits roll.
It just fades to black. Goes to credits. But that is the end of the episode. Josh, I started.
You did.
What is the best?
The best is, I guess, them just like shooting Jubo a million times.
I
don't know, because it's like a cool attack. I don't know if it's best worthy. What happened in this episode?
I don't know. I feel like we trucked through this one, and look, we're at 46 minutes, so we kind of did. I don't know. I don't
like the Capri and Mara stuff because it's just Mara's crying over her dead blowfish, and that's like just nothing.
I'm gonna best. It's
to set up a joke at the end.
It's to set up a tiny Jubo joke at the end. I'm gonna best Lothor being like, which one was Jubo?
Oh yeah,
did I kill that one? No. That's probably gonna bite my ass. I bet.
Yeah, I'm best Lothor for that as well.
I'm best him for that one.
Yeah.
What's the worst?
The worst is Minizord.
I think it's Minizord talking specifically.
Yeah. Yeah, Minizord himself is fine. The fact that he's just called Minizord, even though he's like half a giant. He's still
he's not a Megazord. He's a Minizord.
But he's still like 10 stories tall.
I don't know. I don't think he's that tall. Megazord is about, well, is about 10 stories.
He's 5 stories tall. I'm not even 1 story tall.
I feel like he's, well, yeah, that'd be wild. I feel like he's smaller. I feel like he's only like 20 or 30 feet tall. Like, I don't think he's very tall.
Maybe.
We never really got to see him, like, directly next to a Megazord for, like, scale comparison. Or we also didn't get to see him next to a copy of 50 Cent Blood in the Sand for scale comparisons. So, I don't know. But Minizord talking is bad. I don't like that. There's just a sentient creature that's been tucked up in the Thunder Megazord for a long time.
And Cam needed to make a coin to let it out of a Zord that he didn't make.
Like, but it was the other thing is, like, it was in the Megazord.
Yeah, every other time he sends them one of these power coins or whatever they're called in this, a ninja coin, like, that, like, adds the weapon. It's not already in the Megazord and just needs to be let out.
Right. It, like, 3D prints it in their chest and then gachapons it out or whatever.
But Minizord's in there. He's like, I just wish I could stretch my leggies.
I'm just so cramped. I'm so cramped. I gotta stretch out my stretchies. I'm so cramped in here.
And then why was half of him in the...
That makes no sense. Because I presumably Sensei or someone Sensei knows made the ninja Megazord, right? Like the wind one. So, like, you'd know, like, he would know if they, like, tucked up a secret, like, 2 little fists or a moon in there, right?
I'm saying Minizord as a whole. His design is good, but that's it.
All right, fair. Who's MVP?
I don't know. Cam?
This is tricky. I might just MVP Lothor also.
I don't know if I want to MVP Lothor. Part of me wants to give it to Hunter again, actually.
Yeah, fair.
I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to give it to Hunter again.
I think I'm going to give it to Shane then. Because he did, when he, like, broke out of the, like, the puppet control, like, I was, like, genuinely, like, affected by that. I was like, yes, I like this. This is good. So, I'll give mine to Shane. Now, we got to rank the 4 part.
Well, we get to rank the whole thing now.
Yeah, we got to rank it all together. That's not what I wanted to click on.
I think this averages out to a, like, maybe middling episode.
Yeah, so part 1 is at number 4. We have 10 spots on the list. Part 1 is number 4. Part 2 is number 3. Part 3 is number 10. And then if I were to put this somewhere, I think I would maybe put it just at above 8 or 9.
Yeah, yeah, I think, like, I'm going to put it just above. I would put it at the new number 10. I don't think it's better than there's no I in team.
I don't think I think I would put it above the Return of Thunder, but altogether,
but the whole thing,
I would maybe put it above the I. There's no I in team. I don't know if altogether it's better than.
I don't think it's better than Prelude to a Storm.
Prelude to a Storm. So, sorry, Return of Thunders Part 1 and 2. You were good, but not good enough to keep you.
But yeah, you started off strong and then just totally fell apart in Part 3.
Yeah, it just, like, collapsed.
It really
for
sucks.
No reason.
It really sucks that we have to include part 4 in that because it's just a separate episode. But
yeah, like
Doug Sloan made us do it. This is on you.
If this was a 3-parter and then this episode was different, this episode would go, like, you know, above, like, second to bottom, right?
Yeah.
And the 3-parter would maybe average a couple spots higher, like number 4 or 5, like above or below snippet good. I don't know if it's anywhere farther than that away from it. But, like, altogether, the back half just is weird. And this episode was not as bad as the last one, which was just like, hey, forget all the things we did last time. Here's the opposite that we're going to tell you now. This one just was like a different episode, that was mostly about selling the Mini Zord toy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, didn't love that about it. Anyway, that's going to do it for us for today. Next week and the week after are going to be one-parters, because then we got a three-parter after that, and so we're going to recoup some time, because we are recording this the week after the last three-parter aired, and that didn't all go up on time because I forgot how to do three parts in one week. I can only imagine how four is going to go. So,
and I also forgot to upload the episode, so it didn't go up until the following Monday, which is going to throw everything way off.
It was on Patreon on Saturday, so it counts as all in one week. And the episode that went up, that's going to go up this week, I haven't started editing yet because I recorded a 4-hour podcast yesterday and it kind of took a lot out of me. So
I'll do that.
So I haven't started. That might be up on Wednesday. Who knows? Anyway, hopefully this one went up sort of timely. We'll see. But we'll see you next week for what, Josh? You still got the thing pulled up?
Do I? I do. I have to scroll down, but give me just a second.
Okay.
The next episode is called Boxing Bopperoo. Bop with two P's dash A dash Roo.
So is it a boxing kangaroo is gonna be my guess,
probably.
But what it sounds like in my heart is a Hannaford brand cereal.
Yeah, you get your Bopperoos.
Get a nice bag of Bopperoos.
It's just Sugar Smacks, but generic.
but they're Bopperoos instead. Anyway, we'll see you on Monday for Boxing Bopperoo. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Thunderstorm Ninja Ranger form. I forgot the whole thing.
Do we ever do it again?
Yeah. Thunderstorm Ninja Ranger form?
Ranger form, yeah.
So these ones aren't ninjas at all then?
No.
Okay.